problems on interstate highways and bridges get a lot of attention, but you may be seeing more potholes and cracks on the roads you take to work or even live on. Counties and townships are struggling to maintain them, and county engineers say without more money for basic maintenance, they could be getting worse. Mary Hansen has our Illinois Issues report.
Brian Otten has a triage system.
Somebody will come in and they'll say, hey, we got potholes. Hey, we got a fallen in pipe.
He's the highway engineer in Perry County in southern Illinois.
And then we'll go out and look at both of them and go, okay, well, this pipe's about ready to fall in and somebody could have an accident here and really get hurt. That takes precedence over the inconvenience of a pothole.
Otten oversees about 500 miles of roads that connect people to work or the grocery store and rural routes that may have just a couple of houses on them. And he says despite doing what the county can afford for maintenance, the roads are getting worse.
They can't seem to handle some of the traffic loads that are on them. They don't have enough structure underneath of them. They're busting up on us. And we're having a hard time keeping them glued together.
It's happening all over the state, according to Craig Fink, an engineer with Tazewell County and former president of the Illinois Association of County Engineers. An analysis from the Engineers Association shows this year nearly half of their roads will suffer from some form of neglect.
They will not be getting the most basic preservation and protective type of maintenance they need to avoid eventually just going back to gravel or earth and mud.
That's more than double the bad roads from 5 years ago. So how did we get here? Counties and townships are responsible for a huge share of Illinois roads, roughly 89,000 miles. To keep them up, local governments get a piece of what you pay for gasoline and what their residents pay in property taxes. And Fink says because of more fuel-efficient cars and people driving less, money from the gas tax is now below what it was in 2000.
That is in real dollars, so that's not an inflationary adjusted figure. I'm saying that the gross amount today is less.
Bigger cities like Springfield and Peoria can use money from sales or video gambling or hotel taxes to keep up with construction costs. But smaller towns can't. The county engineers say counties, townships, and road districts need about $650 million more dollars a year to properly maintain their roads, to keep those roads from, in Fink's words, dying.
So this isn't widening roads out, giving them structural overlays, or certainly not laying out any new roads. This is all about just, are we able to preserve and protect with proper maintenance what we have?
The request comes as Illinois lawmakers are beginning to negotiate an infrastructure plan. In general, state lawmakers agree on two essential points about the plan. One, it's sorely needed. And two, it will take more tax money to pay for it. How much money, what it will pay for, and where the money will come from are still up for debate. State Representative Ryan Spain is a Republican from Peoria and on the House committee that's hearing all about the needs for improvements to transportation, education, and state facilities. He says he supports local roads getting a bigger piece of new transportation funding.
We do need to remind ourselves that we have fallen 10 or more years behind on just basic maintenance of our existing infrastructure. And so catching up on that existing infrastructure needs to be a top priority.
Still, others are more hesitant. State Senator Don DeWitt represents the Northwest Chicago suburbs and is the highest-ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He says a priority needs to be long-term investments.
Roads and bridges that we can't continue to dump, you know, millions and millions of dollars in over the years and just general maintenance when what they really need is to be totally rebuilt and reconstructed.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he wants an infrastructure plan approved this spring, so lawmakers have a few months to figure out how much money to spend to keep what we have and how much should be spent on new investments. I'm Mary Hansen.